Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're lifting off with the 5 most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending May 30th, 2015. If you stand this week's lineup straight, tilt your head to the right, and squint a little, it still looks an awful lot like last week's Top 5. Let's open in 5th place, where Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars slip a slot with Uptown Funk. Mark is heading to Australia, and he's taking a pretty great band with him. Details are coming up.
Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
14 weeks at number one, and it's still in the top 5. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars demonstrate real staying power with Uptown Funk. This week it slips a slot to 5th place. In July, Mark heads to Australia for the Splendor in the Grass Festival. He'll perform with a full live band, including a brass section, backing singers, and guest vocalists, including Kevin Parker of the Aussie band Tame Impala. Taking over 4th place is Walk the Moon with Shut Up and Dance. These guys just scored one of the most coveted gigs in rock music. Stay looking for more. Walk the Moon jumps another slot this week as Shut Up and Dance reaches 4th place. This humble Ohio band just scored a supreme musical honor. They're opening a show for the Rolling Stones. It happens on July 8th at Comerica Park in Detroit. In a statement, singer Nick Patrica says, "We've called our moms, we've bought new shoes, and we are honored and ecstatic to open for the legendary Rolling Stones." Holding in 3rd place is The Weeknd, who may be moving closer to releasing a new album. We'll take a closer look after Earned It.
Girl, you're perfect. You're always worth it. And you deserve it. The way you work it. Girl, you were earned it. Girl, you were earned it.
The Weeknd spends another week in 3rd place with Earned It. On Tuesday, a new single titled I Can't Feel My Face briefly leaked online, co-written with Swedish pop maestro Max Martin. It was rumored to be the lead single from The Weeknd's upcoming album. Release date? Still unknown. Another week, another runner-up finish for Fetty Wap. The New Jersey rapper is reportedly tailoring a remix for the African market. Details are coming up.
And I am with my baby, baby. I just left the mall on game floor with my baby guy. And I get robbed with my baby, baby. I'll be in the kitchen cooking pop with my baby guy. And I get robbed with my baby, baby. I just left the mall on game floor with my baby guy. And I get robbed with my baby, baby. I'll be in the kitchen cooking pop.
Fetty Wap remains within striking distance of the prize as Trap Queen stays stuck at number 2. The New Jersey rapper is reportedly working up a remix tailored for the African market. Pulse Nigeria reports that Fetty is using African stars Davido, Wizkid, and Ice Prince, and Davido posted a video of Fetty confirming the collaboration. Up at number 1, we have Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth for a 6th week with See You Again. Wiz reveals a secret fear after the song.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth rule the Hot 100 for week number 6 with See You Again. Wiz Khalifa tells People magazine that he would die if his 2-year-old son Sebastian ever elected to cover his body in tattoos like his daddy. Wiz reportedly has more than 18 of them. Hey, that's going to do it for now, but the charts never sleep. I'm Ray McDonald, and you've been listening to the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.